Now boarding, the official boarding area podcast would like to welcome aboard all listeners. This nonstop service includes interviews, reviews, and insights from our talented crew of bloggers. Episode number 13 is now boarding.
Joining Captain Ed Pete from the cockpit on today's episode is Jen Yellen from the blog Deals We Like. Make sure those tray tables are stowed, your seats are in the upright position. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Now Boarding Podcast. Thanks again for tuning in this week where we talk with boarding areas bloggers so you can get a better connection with those folks that you read on a daily basis. Up today, I've got Jennifer Yellen with me from Deals We Like, but before we get started, I just wanted to give you guys a quick reminder on two things you can do to help us promote the show. First off, if you've got a moment to hit the subscribe button in your Apple Podcast or Google Podcast or wherever you're listening, that definitely helps us get the show out to you every week when we drop a new episode. And then also, if you can leave us a rating on those platforms as well and a comment. We read all the comments. We use that as feedback to make the show better. And by subscribing and rating the podcast, you help us get seen by more folks. Those are the two things that you can do to help us. We really appreciate it. And without further ado, Jen, welcome to the Now Boarding Podcast.
Thanks, Ed. Happy to be here.
And for those of you that don't follow my other podcast, Miles to Go, Jen's been a frequent guest there. She usually joins me for deal segments, which, oddly enough, since her blog is called Deals We Like, happens to be her wheelhouse. And we've covered everything from the Southwest Companion Pass to free concert tickets from Hilton to all of the various hotel promos over the past 6 months. And Jen and I were talking about getting together to go through the Now Boarding Podcast. And it's funny because every time I do one of these, I learn something about folks who are my friends. Jen and I have been friends for a long time, but it's amazing the things I pick up. Like, for example, Jen, I don't know if you knew this, but Tiffany from 1 Mile of Time was on a couple weeks ago with me. And when she was 8 years old, she was a United 1K member.
I did not know that. Impressive.
Yeah, she used to fly back and forth between San Francisco and Hawaii, and so she was a 1K member, you know, before she was 10, which I find just absolutely incredible.
Way to go, Tiffany!
I know. At any rate, while that was fun, we're going to talk about you today for 30 minutes, and we'll try not to make you feel too uncomfortable. But let's start by how you got into travel. How'd you get bit by the travel bug?
Sure. So, probably similar, Tiffany. I was also traveling a ton growing up, all family travel. My parents really, they loved to take us on trips, you know, a few times a year. We lived up in Boston and both sets of grandparents were snowbirds. So they went to Florida every winter. So we would go to Florida a bunch. And then with that kind of would go on another vacation from there, whether it be a cruise or somewhere else in the Caribbean. But we were doing the typical New England to Florida routes quite often to see family, and just kind of got in with my family going everywhere, mostly domestic. They are not international travelers, so I was able to get on that on my own, but traveled quite often. And I think I got into the deal area because my parents were also very into deals. And this is something that you probably don't know, and others surely don't know about me, is that we used to try to get bumped on pretty much every single trip we went on. And my parents were extremely successful. My mom would even pack a, what she called a bumping bag. So at the time, you could check as much luggage as you wanted for free. So all luggage was checked, especially the family of five. And we'd have this carry-on bumping bag in case we got put up in a hotel wherever we were. And that's how we traveled every single year. Since we would travel over school vacation weeks, those were very common bumping times. And at that time, you get like $1,000 voucher per ticket. One time we actually even got bumped three times in just one trip.
Oh, that's awesome.
So that's kind of how I got started really early on. And it was fun. And I appreciated that my parents went out of their way to allow us to travel and experience things.
So your mom early on was using the fact that the airline's overbooked to help pay for your future vacations.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they would call the airline They knew which flight had the least amount of seats available, and they would book that flight. We would get to the airport like 5 hours early to be the first person on that bumping list, and they knew the system.
Yeah, it's interesting because, I mean, you talk about the norm for each family, if you will, growing up. And, you know, my dad was a business traveler, and we did get bumped once, but certainly I didn't even really know what bumps were. I think it's awesome and fascinating that your mom had figured that out at such an early time, because back then it was very common for airlines to overbook flights. Oh, yeah. And sometimes very deeply overbook them, especially in those peak periods. You know, did your mom have an airline of choice, or did she just sort of go wherever the most likely bump was?
I don't really remember. I vaguely remember flying United a bunch, or I guess Continental at that time.
Yeah.
I think they would go based on what the least expensive airline was. They didn't travel for business. They got into credit cards, but they didn't have a slew of points and miles like I have right now, or like they even have now. So we really use those vouchers every year for next year's trip.
That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, back then, you know, my dad had miles on a bunch of different airlines, so our choice was always where his miles were. You know, from Boston back then, you would have had some interesting choices that, you know, definitely aren't even around now, like Eastern and folks like that. I'd love to see a map of all those trips from way back when and see all the airlines that your mom found to fly on.
Oh, I know. Funny enough, my dad actually just found vouchers that they received. Shockingly enough, he just redeemed them. I'm not even joking.
Which airline?
So they had no expiration dates at the time, and it was just like a $50, $100 fee.
What airline was it?
On American. They were in the safe.
And they honored, and American honored them, what, 20 mm-hmm. years later?
Oh, yeah. They were before 2002.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's insane.
Yeah.
I love that. Well, I'm glad that American honored them. That's it's at least a little surprising that they honored them, but that is awesome.
It took a few agents to find the right one.
Yeah.
Who was there prior to the vouchers not being expired, because, you know, now they have that 1 year expiration date. So it was a few hang up and call again type of scenarios, but it worked.
Oh, I would bet you could call an airline like American or United quite a number of times and get a slew of agents who would insist that vouchers always expire after a year because they hadn't been there through the period when they didn't used to.
Right. Yeah. So that was always fun. And I was never allowed to miss school growing up, except if it involved being bumped.
Sorry that you missed a couple days of school, honey, but we got a voucher for the next vacation.
Oh, yeah. Yep. So it was good. It was a fun time. And, you know, I enjoyed it. And then growing up, I then ended up going away for college, not that far, but in Maryland from Boston. So I used to always fly. And at that time, Southwest flights were, I don't know, like $19 each way or something ridiculously cheap. And so I used to take that Providence to BWI route quite often. And that's when Southwest had you earn credits.
Right.
Not points like you do now. So every 8 one-way flights earned me a free trip to go anywhere. Didn't matter the cost of my original flight. And usually they even had double credit. So every 4 one-way trips earned me like a free flight somewhere, which was pretty awesome.
Yeah, this is probably a good place to stop and just let folks know. We're certainly going to get into this deeper, but if you have any questions about Southwest, Jen is you know, my foremost go-to expert on it. You've had the companion pass for how many years now?
I kind of lost track, but at least 10.
Yeah, 10 years for what, you know, especially with the way the elite programs have changed, 10 years for what has to be the single best benefit you can get from a domestic U.S. airline right now, which is, we'll tell folks what the companion pass is just in case they don't know.
Sure. So the companion pass, as Ed said, is by far the most, maybe even like under talked about, undervalued benefit in the travel industry. And I really hope it never changes because I love it so much. But if you earn the Southwest Companion Pass, and you can go to my blog and find out anything you want to know about earning it, you'll be able to have a companion fly with you for free in an unlimited number of times for the length of the pass. And you earn the pass for the rest of the calendar year plus the entire next calendar year. So you can get the pass for almost 2 years. And all you do is pay you know, the taxes that go along with that ticket for your companion, and it's not capacity controlled. There literally just has to be at least one seat available for you to have your companion fly with you. It's great.
And Jen has had it for at least a decade.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and I've earned it in so many different ways too.
Oh, I know. I can remember that. There's a segment on Miles to Go where we talked about it, and I don't think we even covered all the ways that you've earned it.
Yeah, I mean, some of the ways, unfortunately, are no longer available based on just loopholes. And, you know, I used to earn it when they had that old Rapid Reward programs with the credits I was speaking about, and now it's certain points. So there's unfortunately not as many ways to earn it as there used to be, but you can absolutely still continue to earn it year after year if you put in that effort.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's take a quick break here. We're going to step aside and we'll be back to talk some more with Jen about why she started travel blogging and, other than the Southwest Companion Pass, what areas she considers to be her strongest to help give you advice. We'll be right back on the Now Boarding Podcast. The Now Boarding Podcast is brought to you in part by Norwegian Air. Norwegian is one of the fastest growing airlines in the world. The low-cost carrier is based in Europe and continues to connect cities that have never been connected before. Their most recent flights include nonstop service from Florida to Rome, Madrid, and Stockholm. They've also launched new service from Montreal to the Caribbean and from the Toronto area to Dublin. With a fleet of brand new 787 and 737 MAX airplanes, they're making the world affordable for thousands of travelers. Welcome back to the Now Boarding Podcast with Jen from Deals We Like. So, Jen, you and I have known each other for a number of years, but I don't actually know when you started your blog.
All right. So, I started exactly in January of 2011, so quite some time ago. And in the summer of 2011, so only 6 months later, I got picked up by Boarding Area. And I've pretty much been doing the blog ever since. So, originally, I guess we didn't really cover this and how I got into traveling on my own, but right after college, I was doing management consulting work. So I did that Monday through Thursday, round trip flight every week for years. And eventually I stopped traveling and I just started talking about travel nonstop. And my husband, Adam, so they're like, I can't listen to this anymore. you need to talk to somebody else about points and miles because this is just out of control. So he came home one day and said, I started you a blog and it's called Deals We Like. Like all right, like, here's your WordPress account. Here's everything you need to do. Here's your passcode. Go. So I just started blogging for fun. I probably had like 3 readers the first, you know, 5 months. And
right.
Probably one of them was my mom. The other was my dad and some random person. And then I started really getting into it. I blogged here and there. I pretty much blogged about deals. I didn't really blog as much about like my own personal travel because at that time I wasn't traveling for work as much anymore, but I was still working a very demanding job and, you know, it still was like very much into it. And at that point, I needed to learn how to earn points and miles without being that business traveler. Then once I got picked up with Boarding Area and connected with Randy, I really dedicated full-time and working full-time at the same time to the blog. And it's been great ever since. And then when I had my first child about 5 years ago, I quit my full-time job and 100% was dedicated to this blog.
Yeah. And it's interesting because I know the name of your blog and I know that you report on deals, but I think the thing for me is that your blog does still have a deal focus, but I think you're also very strategic. So I think, you know, and we talked a little bit about Southwest Companion Pass before, but I think you do lay out good strategies for folks for certain things. You know, other than the Southwest Companion Pass and obviously the Southwest program, what areas would you say people can come to you with questions on where you think you'd be most able to help?
Sure. So American Express Offers is another area that from the very beginning, the first time they offered this Sheridan offer, I think it was like in 2011 or 2012, I've been gung-ho on these Amex offers. And they've changed over time. And unfortunately, as of a few weeks ago, they're not nearly as lucrative as they once were.
I know.
I know. And I've been trying to get you to get more American Express cards too for that very those reasons.
I know.
So, So that was definitely an area of expertise. I, you know, spoke at some conferences about those offers. And I mean, one time, I don't know, I wrote a post about this, but I can't remember. A few years ago, there was over the holiday time, like a 3-month period, I earned about $1,000 in statement credits.
I remember that.
Combined with just taking advantage of these American Express offers, and I didn't spend any extra money. And I think that's what people always said, well, you're spending money to save money. But no, I was spending money on things I would be purchasing anyways. And sometimes, you know, I'd be buying things and then reselling them and getting these offers. And while it was time consuming at times, it made a lot of money. So it really wasn't travel focused. It was deal and credit card focused. So that was an area that I really deemed myself an expert in and loved, and I still love them. There's still some good offers out there, but you just can't maximize them as much as you once could.
You can't get 30 of the same offer anymore.
No, you can get one, maybe two. And, you know, so for that reason, I'm actually going to start closing some American Express cards that...
For sure.
That's actually my list of things to do is to go through and cancel these cards because those were my real... I mean, reasons for having them. It paid for my annual fee plus significantly more. But oh well, everything comes and goes, right?
It does. I mean, in this hobby, you have to learn to roll with it. And I think one of the things that Jen has always practiced, that I see her practice that I learned early on too, is, you know, when you've got deals like this, you want to maximize it. And sometimes that means the path of having, gosh, I don't even want to know how many Amex cards you have. But the other thing too, is I'm sure that you have cards in your husband's name as well.
Yeah.
And that's a it's a big strategy for folks here that I know Jen's a big proponent of, which is using the old words from Rick, the frugal travel guy. If it's good enough to do for you, it's good enough to do for your whole family.
Right. Yeah. So I'd say Southwest, American Express offers, you know, more so the domestic airlines. You know, I'm not great with the international airlines. I really have focused more on the domestic airlines and American Airlines used to be what I traveled on for work, and I was executive platinum for many years. So I'd say American more than some of the other airlines is my specialty. And then most of the hotel chains, because they're definitely like the bread and butter of staying at some awesome destinations. So I've definitely spent some time learning and practicing, you know, earning status and maximizing the status. But
yeah, Jen and I talk deals, hotel chain deals frequently, especially the quarterly hotel promos. And that's one of those things where even if the promos aren't that good, we always recommend signing up for all of them. You'll actually be able to catch Jen on my other podcast, Miles to Go, shortly talking about all of the different hotel promos that we have out in the latter half of 2018. Jen, when you are traveling, you're traveling mostly for pleasure nowadays since the blog is your primary focus. Where do you guys like to go?
Yeah, so I love the business travel when I had it. Now that I have a family, definitely toned down the business travel, and it's all personal travel, sometimes just my husband and myself and sometimes with a family. But right now with a family, the Caribbean is by far just my favorite. It's easy. You can get direct flights from Boston sometimes. Although on Southwest you cannot, but that's okay. And we just love hanging out, not leaving the resort, and just going to the pool, the beach, and relaxing, I guess, when it's the family. Other than that, Europe is pretty easy from the East Coast as well. But hopefully, as they get a little bit older, we'll do some more exciting, I guess, travel.
So when you guys go to the Caribbean, is it normally for shorter, like long weekend trips, or are you focusing around school schedules?
So my daughter just started kindergarten.
It's both a blessing and a curse.
At the open house, they're saying, you know, to not miss school, and school is important, and blah, 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 blah. if you have to travel, doing a lot more school vacation weeks when, you know, things cost 18,000 times more. So this year she's just in kindergarten, and I said, screw it. And so we already have two trips down to the Caribbean on non school times, although there is one day that she randomly is off. So I kind of try and take these one random days and maximize those. But, you know, I also think exploring destinations will just add to her knowledge and understanding. You know, when we went to Cancun, she picked up some Spanish. She can say adios. I don't know if she learned that at school. So we're kind of, I'm starting to figure out the ropes of how I'm going to do it now. But no, we've gone from anywhere from 4 days to 8 days down to the Caribbean. Really, I guess, depends on what I have in points and the actual hotel and how long it takes us to get there and school schedule, I guess, now.
Yeah, school schedules definitely introduce some complexity. Although I will say, you know, as you get to know the schedule, there are little wrinkles. Like, you know, for example, our school system always closes on election day. And that generally means that they squeeze a teacher workday in the Monday right before election day, which is, you know, always a Tuesday here in the U.S. in early November. So we can normally find a good place to go for those 4 days without the kids missing a day of school. But I will also raise my hand and say guilty as charged. You know, there have been a number of times where we'll also take that Friday off and make it a 5 day trip somewhere, which really does open up the range of places that you can go.
Absolutely. For whatever reason, there was like parent-teacher conferences, and they have these random days off for school. They happen to be on like a Wednesday. I don't know why they couldn't have it on a Friday or a Monday to maximize my weekend and everyone else's weekend. Not to sound selfish, but so up here in Massachusetts, they have very like set schedules. Like there's always a February break, an April break, and then of course your Christmas holiday break. So right now I think we're good, but we'll figure it out as time goes on.
Yeah, I grew up in New York, but, you know, definitely, you know, that area of the country. And we had a February break when I was going to school up there as well, but they don't practice that down here. So we don't get a February break in Virginia. I sort of miss it because it's another chance to try and sneak away, which is also a good segue to us sneaking away for our last break before we bring Jen back for some lightning questions and then get out of here for next week's episode. We'll be right back on the Now Boarding Podcast. The Now Boarding Podcast is brought to you in part by No Jet Lag. Don't let jet lag get you down. There are flight crews, sports teams, and business executives all around the world that sing the praises of No Jet Lag. No Jet Lag is the leader in jet lag management for the last 25 years. Don't let jet lag spoil your next trip. Visit nojetlag.com to get yours today. And welcome back as we wrap up this week's episode of the Now Boarding Podcast with Jen from Deals We Like. Jen's a buddy of mine from the Miles to Go podcast, has been on there a bunch with us to talk deals. So if you need to find out the latest, greatest deals, just tune into us over there on a weekly basis, and you're more than likely to hear Jen talking about what's new, what's hot, what's great. But before we let her off the hook, we're going to run through some lightning questions with her. So Jen, what's one of the coolest places you've ever visited?
Hands down, I'd have to say Thailand.
Really? I still have not been.
Ooh, highly recommend.
All right. Tell me a little bit about why I want to go.
They have everything there. They have the beaches, they have culture, they have activities. So like within that one country, you can be in 3 or 4 different places and have totally different experience. You can experience it all in one.
That's awesome. Yeah. Angelina from Angelina Travels, who I know you know, she has encouraged me strongly to go. And we just haven't made it there yet. We've stretched our kids to Europe, no problem. And we are taking them to Australia next year. But the Australia trip will be by far the longest flight we've ever been on with the kids.
Yeah. Australia's awesome, too. I was fortunate to study abroad there. And so I lived there for 6 months and on the beach in Sydney. So that is by far my most a near and dear place to my heart.
Yeah, I really love the trip I took there last year, and I can't wait for the rest of the family to get to experience it. All right, so favorite credit card. I'll be interested to hear what this answer is. I'm not sure. I can usually guess these, but I'm not 100% positive you're going to say a Southwest credit card.
I'm not. Yeah, I'm going to say the Chase Inc. Preferred.
Okay, all right.
Do you want to know why?
Well, of course I do.
Of course. Well, so the Chase Inc. Preferred, one of the best benefits is it has cell phone protection.
Yep.
If you damage your phone or something happens to it, you get 3 times a year. And I've maximized those 3 times.
Gosh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So instead of having to buy a new phone or whatever, because My little two-year-old likes to throw it.
Oh.
Break it. So they have hooked me up, and the process couldn't have been easier.
That's great. I've never used the protection, and you use it that much, huh?
Yeah. Unfortunately, actually, I had to put in another claim, and I had to wait till September 1st to put in that claim. So I was able to just put one through.
They'll let you do 3 claims a year. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I know a lot about that car because it's, you know, my go-to, but mostly just because I buy an obscene amount of Amazon gift cards for our various businesses using the 5X points at the office supply stores.
Yeah. I mean, I love Chase Ultimate Reward points too. So a Chase card would be my, you know, my go-to anyways. But this one with the cell phone protection, wouldn't say I use it as my everyday card, but I have it and my cell phone bill is 100% put on that card every week.
I'm just curious, you know, is that still the answer you would have given even if Amex offers was in full swing? Chasing Preferred was still better for you than any of your Amex cards?
Well, if I could, I mean, I have many credit cards. So
don't we all?
My American Express credit cards are definitely by far my favorite money make one, but there wasn't one specific American Express card, I guess.
Yeah.
That I loved. It was just American Express overall. To, again, not use as an everyday card, but just to have for those offers.
Yeah. Yep.
And yep. Especially the ones that came with no annual fee. Those were the best.
May those offers rest in peace. Well, I guess the offers are still here, but the ability to hit them as many times as we used to be able to, may it rest in peace. All right. Favorite airline. I think I know what this one is, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say Southwest.
Southwest, but also more recently JetBlue. My daughter found that they have TVs on the back of the, you know, the seats. And I took a 6-hour flight with her and it was the best flight I've ever taken in my life. She didn't talk to me the entire time until the movie was over and just asked me to put on a new movie.
Yeah.
So it was awesome. Southwest and JetBlue, you know, they have so many snacks and I like being able to pick my own seat at Southwest. I know not everyone does. And the guaranteed TVs on JetBlue are great. And not only just the airplanes, but also the programs where if a flight goes down for both Southwest and JetBlue, since my husband has Mint status, we get all the points back. I love that I can speculatively book flights. I have 19 Southwest flights booked right now. I'm probably going on 3 of them. Southwest hopefully isn't listening to this podcast to know that, but I just like that I can speculatively book flights and it is what it is. So,
yeah, I think you said something interesting that I just want to touch on for a second for folks that are listening. You know, some folks say that the downside of Southwest and JetBlue is the revenue based and so you, side of the loyalty program that you always know what you're going to get, that you can't really leverage the program significantly. But the way Jen looks at it is an interesting way to look at it, which is, hey, you can book something and if the price goes down in the future, then you're able to get a refund on the points or potentially the money that you spent on the ticket, which I think is an interesting and certainly positive way to look at it that not a lot of folks probably focus on.
Right. I mean, I just got $100 back on a JetBlue flight for me and Adam. So $200 in credit, but we'll use that.
Oh, sure. And I, you know, it's funny because every time I see you say that on either your blog or on a tweet or something, I smack myself in the head because I know I've forgotten to check as often as I should when fare sales pop up, say, for Southwest to see if the price of my, you know, my trips goes down. We don't fly JetBlue a ton. I really wish we could. You know, you're very lucky to have a good hub for them up mm-hmm. there in Boston. They used to have a Dulles presence, but now we just get very few flights here. So for us, when we go south, when we snowbird down to Disney, it's generally Southwest. And you're my constant angel sitting on my shoulder reminding me I need to check to see if the price went down.
I know. My extended family just booked a huge family trip and we just got like 53,000 Southwest points back.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane. Awesome.
Yeah. I mean, amongst many tickets, but yeah, it's
all
huge.
Right. Well, that's going to be my bullet point of this 30 minutes was that you got 50,000 Southwest points back. That's awesome. All right. I think I know the answer to my next question. Favorite hotel chain. Is it?
I'd say Legacy, Starwood and Hyatt.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Starwood, may it rest in peace. I kind of figured you'd go with Hyatt. I wish SPG were still around as well. I'm a little sad about the Marriott days, but Hyatt's been good to us.
I love Hyatt. Yeah.
What's your favorite Hyatt property?
Right now, it's the Hyatt Ziva Cancun.
I haven't been yet. We did Hyatt Ziva Cabos, but have you been there with your whole family or just you and hubby?
I've been there twice with us and the kids.
Okay. And you definitely think there's plenty of stuff to do for the kids?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Right now, though, Adam's not letting me go to Cancun. But, yes.
Safety?
Because of the safety.
Yeah, I've heard some things from some people. I don't know. I mean, Cancun's always had some violence. I'm just not sure what the... Everybody's got to make their own comfort level. I caught a lot of flack a number of years ago when I didn't want to go to Turkey, Istanbul, after there was a terrorist attack there. And I do, while some folks say that you're not supposed to avoid areas that gives into the terrorists, I just think everybody's got to make a decision they're comfortable with.
Yeah, I've never been one to live in fear, but I have kids now, so it's a little bit different. But I got awesome Southwest flights down there, really cheap. I have the hotel booked on points Christmas week.
Wow.
Christmas week, awesome Southwest flight. I know. But I think we're going to have to cancel. That's all right. Instead, we're going to go to the Hyatt Bahamar a few weeks prior.
Oh, okay. Well, I've heard great things about that hotel,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. So another win-win either way, right?
Another one on our list. All right. Last question before we get out of here. What's one place that's still on your bucket list that you haven't been able to get to yet? I mean, you've covered quite a bit, so I'll be curious to hear.
All right. Right now, I think it's Greece and Bora Bora are both pretty high. Different types of trips.
I haven't been to Bora Bora, but Greece was wonderful. We really enjoyed it there. Can't wait to go back.
I'm thinking Greece will be for our 10-year anniversary.
Ooh.
Without kids.
I was going to ask you, with or without kids?
Yeah.
It is kid-friendly, but definitely there are some great areas there to go for just you and Adam. We were lucky enough when we went. We had a family friend with us who watched the kids, so Michelle and I did get a little time out on our own to enjoy it as a couple while still getting some kid time.
Very nice. So many other places, too, but Greece has always been a top there. I don't know.
I can totally get it. It had been Michelle's list for a very long time, and we could just never quite make it happen. But I think it was the first, like way when she and I first started dating, and I asked her where she wanted to go overseas. It was the first place she said she wanted to go. It only took me like 16 years to get her there.
Okay.
Well, Jen, thanks so much for hanging out with us. I learned a couple of new things about you. Hopefully our listeners did as well. When you're not hanging out with me on the podcast, tell folks where they can find you.
Sure. Thanks so much for having me, Ed. You can find me on my blog, dealswelike.com. Find me at Twitter, @dealswelike, Facebook, @dealswelike. I guess any of the social media sites is @dealswelike. Feel free to shoot me an email at dealswelike@gmail.com. And happy to answer any questions for you about anything, but definitely, as Ed was mentioning, Southwest offers, Southwest Airlines, Southwest Companion Pass, American Express offers, anything deal-oriented, hotel-oriented. I'm just happy to help.
Awesome. Thanks so much for being on, Jen. I know we'll see you over on the Miles to Go side soon.
Thanks, Ed.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of the Now Boarding Podcast. Until we see you next time.